This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Years ago, I had started a new garden plot for cut flowers. I didn't want to use chemicals, so instead, I left an old carpet and tarps over the soil to kill the existing weeds. Then, in the fall, it was time to blend in some organic matter. I used fallen leaves, which are usually abundant and certainly cheap. I like to run the lawnmower through a couple of times to chop them up and then mix them into the garden. If you have pine trees, scoop up those dried needles and gently stir those into the soil potpourri. If you've got a compost bin and have been throwing your kitchen scraps in there, check to see how decomposed it is. If you've got black dirt, you've got gold. Rake that into your new garden area and let it nestle in for the winter. If it's not decomposed completely, that's okay. It'll break down even further over the fall and winter months. But leave out the big chunks, like thick tomato stems. Fold in your chemical-free grass clippings, and if you're really into it, buy some manure. Your local nurseries will have bags of poo that's safe to use. To play it safe, don't ever use fresh manure. Adding these organic materials will add some minor nutrients, but more importantly, will fluff up your soil, improving the texture and drainage capabilities. And last but not least, it's best if you can till all or some of those ingredients into the top 6 to 9 inches of soil. Now you can spend the winter months with a cup of hot cocoa surrounded by garden catalogs and planning what you'll put into your amazing new garden. As I said, I made a cut flower garden, but this method works for any type of garden you choose. Some great cut flower choices include Shasta daisies, larkspur, and globe flowers. Check out GardenBite.com for more information and find Garden Bite on Facebook. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.